I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, LaRisha Harris. Joining me in the studio to talk about her position in this new role at Piedmont Healthcare, she is the first executive director of diversity and inclusion, and to talk about opportunities with Piedmont Healthcare, I am joined by Joanne Sims Hill. Again, she is the first executive director of diversity and inclusion. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm honored to be on your show.
First, what does your job entail? Being that you are the first to hold this position, what exactly do you do?
Well, first of all, I am thrilled to be on Team Piedmont, and that's what I refer to it as. And as executive director of diversity and inclusion, it is my job to make sure that the strategies that I put together match the promise of Piedmont. So a lot of people in the viewing area, we see the P, we see the orange, but Piedmont has a purpose, and that purpose is to provide a positive difference in every life we touch each and every day. So the key words are the lives we touch each and every day. As the executive director of diversity and inclusion, I'm responsible for ensuring Piedmont's commitment to create a more diverse, inclusive, and engaging workforce. So I'm lining right up to that promise of Piedmont.
So why now has this position been created and now implemented within the system?
So why now? Did something happen? I've been asked that. And so actually, diversity and inclusion has been a value and a virtue of Piedmont Healthcare for the last 30 years. It was just not formalized. But under the leadership of our CEO, Kevin Brown, he's been the CEO of Piedmont Healthcare for the last 7 years. He saw a need to make sure that we were more intentional in creating a program because our patients are diverse, our suppliers are diverse, our clinicians are diverse, and therefore our workforce should be diverse and engaging. And so he hired me.
Is that area, particularly, you know, Piedmont Healthcare, the medical field, et cetera, is it not as diverse as people would think that it is, especially being here in Atlanta, which we do see a lot of African-Americans, not only African-Americans, minorities in general, who are flourishing in various positions?
Absolutely. And healthcare is one of the most sought after areas. It's rising. It's rapid. But I think that we need more education on healthcare, because often when people think of healthcare, they think if I'm going to be in healthcare, I'm going to be a nurse, I'm going to be a doctor. But there's more to it than that. Even here, Piedmont Healthcare is not only in Atlanta, Georgia. We actually have 11 community hospitals. So we're all over. There's Piedmont Columbus. They have two hospitals there. There's Piedmont Noonan, Piedmont Fayette, Piedmont Jasper, Piedmont, Mountainside, Piedmont, Newton, Piedmont, Rockdale. So you can see Fayetteville, that it's very wide. There is diversity. But as we look at the patients that we serve and the populations, there's more opportunities to increase that. And not only in the field of nursing and doctors, but we need people in marketing. We need people in environmental services. We need people in internal audit. We need people in journalism. We need people in PR. So we are diverse, but there's opportunities to increase our diversity as well. By the way, this is something very important that I want to include. So when we talk about diversity in the healthcare field, that only 5% of doctors and nurses are actually ethnically diverse. 5% are African American, and roughly 5% are Hispanic for doctors and nurses. So when we talk about the diversity, we have to look at the population. I've heard people say, well, I must know almost all of those right there in Atlanta, Georgia. Not exactly. So there's opportunity to grow that. There's also opportunity to have more discussions in our institutions of higher learning that we need to work to increase that as well.
Only 5%.
Yes.
That's such a small number compared to what I would have thought that number might have been. Mm-hmm. Is there something that you can maybe pinpoint or or give a reason as to why that number is so low for minorities?
Well, and we're doing continuing to do research and looking through data and analysis, but let's just take our own circles. When you went to college, Bethune-Cookman, mm-hmm. how many people did you know of who said, I'm interested in a career as a doctor or a nurse? How often were you talked to about opportunities there? How often did you see someone that came from a local hospital or clinic to say, we need you? How often were we shared opportunities for additional financing? Because we have to be also very honest, there's expense involved there. Oh, I've got to go to medical school where it's the funding. So I think what I see is a greater need to partner with not only people in the medical communities, but with other organizations to talk about the track, to really start preparing people later on in middle school and in high school and talk about the financing opportunities, to talk about the fact that maybe you don't want to be a nurse or a doctor, but maybe you want to be a radiologist. Maybe you want to be a pharmacist. So I don't think those positions and areas are really emphasized. I know when I was growing up and in college, I didn't hear a lot of people talk about that and say, have you ever considered that? Having someone mentor me or coach me to say, it may be different than what you think. So I think we have lots of opportunities to increase that number.
And I must give a brief, slight plug here to my institution, Bethune-Cookman University.
Bethune-Cookman University.
We do have a nursing program
Absolutely.
There. And a lot of young ladies that I know that attended the institution, even a lot of young males as well, went to and participated in that nursing program. And we saw them go out and, you know, go to high schools and
Absolutely.
Do their clinicals, et cetera. They were always busy.
Right. Always busy.
Always
That's
busy
right.
Doing
That's
stuff.
Great. That's great. Well, I applaud your institution for that.
But when we talk about diversity, we aren't just talking about race.
Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I like to say that if you stop by what you see, you may miss out on the best part of me. Diversity and inclusion is more so than just race, age, gender. That's a part of it. But I like to focus on the things that we can't see. A fixed mindset versus a growth mindset. A fixed mindset is we've always done it this way. We'll keep doing it. Diversity is that growth mindset. Have we ever considered doing it this way? It looks at the fact that you can have a person who's a part of a blended family. You can have a single parent. You can have a person who's a vegan who doesn't eat meat. You can have a vegetarian. Of course, we talk about our sexual orientation, which is different than our sexual identity. We talk about millennials. We talk about baby boomers. There is so much more. But the key point that we're emphasizing to your viewers, to your listeners, and to Piedmont Healthcare, diversity is all about performance. The bottom line is when people know you care, when they know that they're valued, you never have to ask them to work overtime. You never have to ask them to do that special thing for the patient because our greatest asset is our employees. So you take that asset and you start letting them know that you're included. You have a seat at the table. You have a voice. We welcome you. You're intentional about it. The performance will increase. Whether you're a for-profit or not-for-profit, that bottom line will move when the focus is on performance. I've seen it. I've lived it. And that is what we're trying to infuse into Piedmont Healthcare.
A great work environment never actually feels like work, especially when it's your passion.
Oh, my goodness. I did a speech last Friday, and I said, when your passion and your purpose and your paycheck align, that's what it is.
That's what it is. Right there.
I believe that's where you are in your current role. Woo! And that's where I am. And that's we have people who get up, leave their families, and they go to work every day. Now, it has been said that if a person works in healthcare, particularly at a nonprofit, they must have a passion. They must have a passion that lines up into that promise of making a positive difference every day. But they don't want to be invisible. They want people to know they have a seat at the table. I like to say diversity is when you invite me to the dance. Inclusion is when you play the music that I want to dance to. But engagement, that is when I have a seat on the planning committee. That's where we're trying to get to at Piedmont Healthcare. We're invited, we're playing the music, serving the food, but we also have a seat on the planning committee, and we're going to get there.
I like that. Can I borrow that?
Please? Okay. You know, you're sounding like Dr. Rashad Ritchie. There's going to be some copyright we have to talk about.
Can I borrow that,
but
please?
You can borrow that because that's where we want to be. Just think about it.
But that was good.
Right. How often have we been invited places? And this happened to me, and I'll just go ahead and share with your listeners. So I'm a vegan. I don't eat meat. I'm so glad I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, where there's different options. But how often have you been invited to a luncheon where they serve turkey and ham sandwiches and you're sitting there saying, wow, there's nothing for me to eat? When I made this change, I had employees coming up to me saying, I'm so glad that you said that's who you are. I've been struggling here, not knowing what to eat, ashamed to tell people that. We have people who come into all of our organizations every day saying, I just want to bring myself to work. I just want to be able to be me. And we should be intentional about including everyone. I'm going to bring you something vegan the next time I'm here, just so you can try it, by the way.
Well, you know, I'm not a vegetarian, nor am I vegan. Okay. But because I am a person in fitness and in health, I often intake vegan options. Okay. And I don't have a problem with it. It's good. I went a whole, I believe at the beginning of this year, went a whole 2 months not eating any meat.
Wow.
But I only ate fish.
Okay.
That's about it. Seafood, et cetera. Right. And that was every now and then. But I actually tried it, gave it a try.
Sure,
and
sure.
And I did good.
And people will say, is that a part of diversity? Absolutely.
I agree.
But that's not what people think about. They think about your age, your sex, and there's gender. But there's so much more in store. Absolutely.
If you're just joining us, we are joined in the studio by Joanne Sims Hill. She is the first executive director of diversity, inclusion, and inclusion at Piedmont Healthcare. And we're talking about the organization and overall and the opportunities that you guys have. What are some of those opportunities that you guys are affording to people who actually apply?
Well, I really want your listeners to tune in because Piedmont Healthcare is hiring. That's right. Piedmont Healthcare is hiring. And so I'm very delighted to work for this organization under the leadership of our CEO, Kevin Brown, and hired by the Chief Human Resources Officer, Vicki Kanzler, where talent acquisition actually lands in her area of responsibility. So how do you find out about jobs? Well, you can go to piedmont.org/careers. And out there, there are some 2,000 jobs out there. What we encourage your listeners to do is to do a search, because all the jobs may not line up based on what you think they may be called. And not only are the jobs in Atlanta, but as I said, we have 11 hospital entities, we have clinics, and apply for several jobs. Go ahead and put your resume out there, make sure it's updated, apply, and continue to follow up on there. If you're looking for an opportunity in an organization that is growing, and I do mean growing, Piedmont Healthcare has doubled in size in the last 4 years, boasting almost 23,000 employees all throughout the state of Georgia. So you can click and you can see, is there a job in Athens that you want? Oh, maybe I was thinking about moving to Columbus. Is the job there? Just go out on the website and start searching, and we look forward to adding people to Team Piedmont.
Earlier in our conversation, you mentioned a few of the jobs that you guys had available, such as marketing, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Is there a full list or just a few more job openings that you can tell the listeners about?
That's a great question. Well, I like to say that when you think about Piedmont Healthcare, we have the jobs that most organizations have. We have cafes, so we need people who are dietitians. We have opportunities for people who like to cook. We have environmental services, but we have a compliance department. There are jobs there. Of course, there's nurses, there's doctors, technicians, marketing jobs, PR jobs, IT, big jobs there, because there's a whole push for cybersecurity at Piedmont Healthcare, as there is for many organizations. Again, over 2,000 jobs. Do a search all over the state of Georgia in our 11 entities that we have.
And that website, again, for the listeners.
It is piedmont.org/careers.
And is there any way that people can contact you if they have specific questions on, you know, what to do or where to go?
Absolutely. I can be reached via email at Joanne, that's two words together, Joanne.Hill@Piedmont.org. That's Joanne.Hill@Piedmont.org. That is my email address, and I'm happy to connect with anyone.
Within the healthcare field, we oftentimes hear about the difference in care when it comes to race. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, African Americans don't receive certain care that our other counterparts may receive, especially when you go into the realm of money.
Yes.
The wealthy versus the poor. Mm-hmm. How will being inclusive, bringing mm-hmm. more diversity, et cetera, benefit or make that specific problem of disparity better?
Well, that's a great question. And I know that there have been several studies even recently that talked about disparities in the healthcare among ethnically diverse people. To my knowledge, Piedmont Healthcare was not included in that. But I will say that by moving forward with the role of Executive Director of Diversity and Inclusion, our CEO, Kevin Brown, saw the need to be more proactive to get ahead of that by ensuring that because our patient base includes everyone, the people who care for those should include everyone as well. Recently, we heard of a story where there was an employee that went into one of our facilities that needed someone who could speak Hispanic, who could speak Spanish. There was an employee who was there who was able to do that. So therefore, we don't know who will come into the walls. But what we do know is that, again, that promise is to make a positive difference in the life of every person that we touch. And so when we have a diverse and engaging workforce, not just a diverse one, but it's diverse, inclusive, and engaging, therefore, we're better able to serve and service the patients that come through our doors.
What was that saying that you gave earlier?
About diversity? Yes. Okay,
I
said diversity is when you invite me to the party. Inclusion is when you play the music that I want to dance to. But engagement is when I am part of the key planning committee.
And that's what you guys are trying to offer at Piedmont Healthcare.
Absolutely. My mantra is that we plan to put D&I as part of the DNA. You see, when D&I is part of the DNA, you're very intentional, then you have less concern about the color of a person. You have less concern about their education because, again, we're trying to incorporate each and every person because everyone has a role. And our CEO, Kevin Brown, recently attended a town hall, and he did an awesome job of showing how each and every function fits into the pie to make Piedmont what it is. You see, we have these goals and rules like length of stay for certain diagnosis codes. There's a certain length of time you should be in the hospital. Well, that means we all have to be working together. The charge nurse, the doctor. When that person is ready to go, we have to make sure the person in environmental services is cleaning the room on time. So there's no job too big, no job too small. You mentioned the haves and the have-nots. And I learned a long time ago, my mother, Viola Sim, she's gone on to glory, but she told me, Joanne, I want to make sure that when you enter the working world, you give the same amount of respect to the CEO as you do to the person who is cleaning the bathrooms, because everyone is important. And at Piedmont Healthcare, that's what we believe. Everyone is important. And that's why I believe there's a job for you. Not for you. You've got a great job. But for your listeners, there's a job for you at Piedmont Healthcare. Join Team Piedmont. You'll be so glad that you did.
And the website, again, for those to go search those opportunities that you guys have over at Piedmont Healthcare.
It is piedmont.org/careers. And as a reminder, I want to make sure I emphasize this, that our hospitals and our clinics are in the populations and the areas of which we serve, very community-based organizations. And as a result, we do want to look at diversity because our patient population is very diverse. So it is an advantage when our patients come in and they see people who are taking care of them, who look like them, whether that is the doctor or whether that is the nurse. And so again, as our state, you know, I've recently heard studies that even the state of Georgia is turning. The minority population is increasing. So we're going to see that in our patients and our hospitals. And so we want to also see that in the providers and in our employee base, that there is a place for you. And that's why we want you to apply to become part of Team Piedmont.
And also those who have similar common interests.
That's right. Similar common interests. You know, it goes without saying that sometimes it just makes you feel comfortable when you see someone that looks like you, that talks like you, that understands you. Even here in Atlanta, Georgia, it's the melting pot of so many different cultures and different languages. So the more that we have that represents those people that we're serving, the better off we will be.
And your email for people if they have questions.
If they have questions and they want to talk to me, it is joanne.heal1@piedmont.org.
And that's the number one.
That is the number one. which I could say Piedmont Healthcare is number one. I think the CEO, Kevin Brown, is number one. I think our chief human resources officer is number one, Vicki Kanzler. But, you know, and I joke about that. But I, you know, I was so honored to come on your show because I believe that I have found a place that I can be me, that I can be impactful and make a difference. And I am so excited and passionate about that, that I want to share that experience with other people. And that's why I appreciate the opportunity to come and to talk to your viewers. And I do welcome, if people have any questions, comments, please email me. I will avail myself because that's what it's all about.
You speak with so much passion about Piedmont Healthcare, and you made the statement about you guys being number one. What makes you so great?
I think the people. The people makes us so great. But even from a diversity and inclusion standpoint, I think we're great because, first of all, we're under great leadership. I say this often, leadership matters. Leadership matters. And leadership is not necessarily defined by the title that you have, but by your level of influence. And so when Kevin Brown walked into the doors of Piedmont Healthcare almost 7 years ago, coming from Seattle, where on the West Coast, diversity is just really a part of what they do, he was very intentional of saying, we need to be a place where everyone is valued. And so when you have support from the top, and believe me when I say there's support from the top, and we're cascading that down to build a strategy, not only for Piedmont Healthcare, for the system office, but for each entity, I don't know how I could not be excited. Again, where my purpose, my passion, and my paycheck is aligned, I feel great about it. Excited.
I just have so many little sayings that I'm taking away from you right now.
That's
my
right.
Purpose, my passion, and my paycheck aligned.
You can call that P3, you know, three Ps.
P3.
You can do that. That's
okay.
Right.
And then the other one.
Right.
About being invited but actually engage, you have to say it one more time.
That's right. Diversity is when I am invited to your party. Inclusion is when you play the music that I want to dance to. But engagement is when you ask me to be a part of the planning committee. And D&I can be a part of our DNA. We're very intentional about that at Piedmont Healthcare.
And again, for our listeners who may just be joining us right now, Joanne Sims Hill, she is the first executive director of diversity and inclusion with Piedmont Healthcare. We've been talking about opportunities with this organization from various standpoints. What are some of those careers available with Piedmont Healthcare?
Absolutely. So we want to think about healthcare the way we would think about opportunities at most organizations. We have a marketing department. We have a PR department, internal ops, internal audit. We have compliance. We have IT jobs, jobs in the lab. We have people who need to enroll patients. Of course, we have the nurses, the doctors, the pharmacists. We have a place for you. And I would be remiss if I did not list every Piedmont hospital so that your listeners know that we're everywhere. We're in Atlanta, Athens, Walton, Mountainside, Henry, Fayette, Noonan, Newton, Columbus, Rockdale Systems, and we even have a physician's enterprise office as well. Piedmont Healthcare, we're number one.
And that website, again, for our listeners to be able to go and view these opportunities.
Absolutely. It is piedmont.org/careers. Go into the search bar, search, apply for multiple opportunities. Don't be afraid to list the various locations. Looking forward to working with you, talking to you. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. And my email once again is Joanne, that's Joanne one word, heal1@piedmont.org.
Now, before I let you go, what message would you give again to our listeners to reassure them that working at Piedmont Healthcare or what you guys provide and offer is a one-of-a-kind experience?
That's a great question. I think working at Piedmont Healthcare is a one-of-a-kind experience because I believe that it only takes a spark to get a fire going. There have been people who work at some of our hospitals. We met someone that had been there 51 years. I met someone yesterday that's been there for 3 months. I've been there for 7 weeks. It doesn't matter the time. What we're focused on is your talent and your contribution. I also like to say, if you want to see change, be the change that you want to see. So if you want to see an environment that's inclusive, if you want to see an environment where teamwork is key, if you want to see an environment that exemplifies what our values are, and our values, which I didn't mention, are about being an owner and teamwork and connections, patient-centered care, then I ask you to not hesitate to go to that website, do a search, and find out more, and look at our website and be a part of something that's growing, because Piedmont Healthcare is growing, and I want you to come and grow with us. And once again, I want you to write this down. Our website is piedmont.org/careers. If you want to reach me, you can reach me via email at joanne.hill1@piedmont.org.
Joanne Sims Hill, the first executive director of diversity and inclusion at Piedmont Healthcare, thank you for joining me to share all of the opportunities that you guys have and the things that you're trying to do at Piedmont Healthcare or with Piedmont Healthcare. Thank you so much.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Again, I'm your host, Larisha Harris. Thank you so much for listening.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.